troubled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend, and he watches over.
Thank you.
to take this time to praise your name.
Lord, I praise your name. You help me through appreciate what I feel tonight. Appreciate those horses. Just wanted to give the church a little time to think about what he's done for you. Just take a moment and think of the storms, the trials that he's brought you through. And we sang that chorus this morning, and I'm still here. I'm still here. I never would have made it without Jesus. I never would have made it. And still got some storms I see ahead. But I'm getting ready to ask God to help me. He's been a wonderful provider. When I first came among this people, they used to sing a chorus. He's everything they told me. He's everything and more. And I'm still searching about this wonderful treasure. But he's meant so much to me. We sang that chorus. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Appreciate the wonderful privilege to stand and speak here tonight. Brother Smith gave Brother Durham a word to ask me to be in charge. But I'm going to let the Lord be in charge tonight. It's already brought in a wonderful spirit. We feel this covering here tonight. I just love it like this, don't you? But as we were singing those choruses, it brought my mind back to I started here. Next month, August the 24th, I had my court date. Brought me to this church. Pulled up on the parking lot, I thought, boy, there's a lot of folks in court today. Big and Sherwood Court. Told Sylvia, let's turn around and go home. But God had me in some handcuffs. And Sister Lily Kitchens and Sister Betty Llewellyn was standing on the front porch, and I couldn't get away. They waved at me. I said, they're seeing me now. Might as well go in. They spotted me now. So I put away my cool cigarettes and come on in. Began to be introduced to God's people. They loved us like we'd been around this place all the time. I was a little suspicious of things like that, you know. Because I've been used to being around crackheads, dopeheads, you know, people cursing all kind of language. Pass me a beer bill or whatever. I wasn't used to all that. Hi, glad to meet you. Oh, no, I can't handle this. But I came on in the building anyway. Got to meet Brother Tucker and some more people, Brother Wayne McGowan and others. I was a nervous wreck. I didn't want to be here. But here's where I found the love of God. Yes, soon will be 36 years. I appreciate it. His hand on my life. I don't regret coming here. Although at times when I first landed here, I thought, I don't want no part of this. But it wasn't long till I found myself saying, Lord, I want what they got. I didn't know how to pray. And I just held my head down while they were dancing and shouting or whatever and said, Lord, I want what they got. Something changed in my heart from wanting to be here to I needed help. I needed a deliverer. I was on drugs and alcohol, chain smoker, crook, liar, jump on you if you say something funny to me. I needed help. I needed help. I really did. But here's where I found the wonderful grace of God. Here's where I found his care. Here's where I found the people that cared for me too. You know that? And I'm glad he invited me. This is a place where you can't get in unless you get an invitation. I couldn't go just knock on the doors of the White House and get in. Dub Daniels out there, I need to see you. But I was invited here. Aren't you glad that God invited you one day? I'm still here through all the storms and tests and trials, the disappointments, things that has hurt me. I've seen times in my life where I did. I asked the Lord, just let me go. Just let me go, but he didn't let me go. I'm glad I sing that chorus when I'm by myself. I'm glad he laid his hand on me. I'm so glad that he laid his hand on me. I'm glad he included me in this. I didn't know what it was all about, but he said, just hold on and I'll show you. I'll show you my people. I'll show you my ways. I'll keep my word with you. And God has done that. Till I begin to say, I want to be a part of this. I want this. Sign me up tonight. I'm glad that he took an interest in me, aren't you? Yes. Certainly did. Listen, as we were singing those choruses, the scripture come to me, one of the second scriptures that I really love. My first one is what the Lord gave me, is bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his wonderful benefits. Yes. And it's been very beneficial to walk this way. Yes, I've had problems, I've had tests and trials, but God has been there for me. I'm glad I know the maker of the rain tonight. When I lay down at night, I'm at peace. Nobody's looking for me. No warrants out for my arrest except Jesus. I was telling my youngest son, Jacob, he was in trouble several years ago. And I took him for a ride and tried to tell him, you don't know what you're doing, son. You're running from God. You're running from your home training and everything here. You and your homeboys. Let's see how far it's going to get you. We were somewhere out in West Markham, and a helicopter was looking for someone. You know, they got a high, sophisticated helicopter. They can spot you in your car. I said, that's the Lord right now, Jay, looking for you. But I'm glad his searchlight fell on me. I'm glad the Lord apprehended me. But I'm also glad he didn't leave me where he found me. I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I've fallen in love with this, and I don't know of any other place that could help me. My life is in this church. I'm not compelled to come here. I came here because I want to. Because I feel like I'm putting my ear to the doorpost. And I want to stay here. I've endeavored to love the Lord and catch on to this. He's been my friend. But it's going to take a determination to go with God. You know that? It's going to take a determination to go with God. You may stumble, you may fall. But he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. We may go through things that you think, man, I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. But he'll be there to comfort you. Yeah. One of the biggest trials in my life that I suffered about 3 years was to lose my wife. But God held me. God comforted me. But I found a greater comfort. Wonderful Jesus. I just wanted to express myself tonight. I know there's others here tonight with testimonies that could ring the house, ring the bell. Brother Larry is still with us tonight. A smile on his face. I'd like for him to say something, whatever God lays on his heart. When I first met Brother Larry, he had pretty red hair. And I thought, that guy sings like Phil Driscoll. I love the way he sings. And I'm hoping he'll do some more of that tonight. But I appreciate God tonight. The band played that selection tonight. My desire. Is it your desire to still go with him? Is it your desire to love him tonight? The scripture says in, is it 1st or 2nd Corinthians, that I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither hath it entered to the heart of man, the things that God has in store, but it's for them that love him. Aren't you glad you love him tonight? Aren't you glad you're acquainted with him tonight? When I first came to this place, there was a sister in this church used to sing that he's not a stranger to me anymore. He's not a stranger to me anymore. I'm glad I know him tonight. I believe Job said in Job 22:21, acquaint thyself with him and thereby be in peace. It's been peaceful to get acquainted with the Lord tonight and to learn of his wonderful ways. Jeremiah 31:3 said, I drew you with my loving kindness. That's how I got here, by the drawing of the Lord. No man cometh to God except the Spirit of the Father draw him. So God drew us here. He drew us here. We're privileged people here tonight. You know that? We're blessed people also to have the truth that we have in our hearts and the love of God. I'd like to see more come in those doors back there. And they're coming. Believe me, they're on their way. They're on their way. So I'm preparing myself. And I want to keep Jesus in front of my life. I've heard testimonies here of how important it is to be in love with Jesus, not just love him, but be in love with him. So I'm endeavoring to walk that way. I'm endeavoring to search out more of his truth. I appreciate this highway that God has brought me to. I had a choice. I sure did. I had a choice. There was people that thought, you'll never make this, man. I know too much about you, Doug. But I fooled them. And I wasn't trying to, but I'd found something that my soul had been longing for. Yes. I tried it in alcohol, beer joints, in bootleg house, you name it. Went all down to Carlisle, Arkansas, running from God. Thought I'd find it in a bottle of whiskey. Thought I'd find it in a bottle of Southern Comfort. But God was on my trail. On my trail. I'm glad he apprehended me and brought me to his people. And by his loving kindness, I'll praise him. I'll magnify his name tonight. And it's my desire. If whatever comes up, I still want to go with God. I have tests and trials just like you. But I certainly ask God, keep me, Lord, until the storm is over. I have things that rattle my storm windows. I had storm windows put in several years ago. But you know something? And they keep out a lot of the sound and stuff. But when a storm is going on in here, it changes things. But I know the man that can handle any situation tonight. I'm thrilled about his love and mercy tonight. I thought, well, if God will let me give my testimony here tonight and magnify his name and lift him up, that's what I'd like to do. I didn't have anything special on my heart tonight, but I love this church. I appreciate the Lord bringing me here. Just thankful that he included me. He could have left me out. We sing that chorus. I could have been one that never heard his voice. Oh, well. But one day I heard his voice among a lot of other young men. And I pondered, what is going on? For years I thought about, why didn't God call them? But I'm glad he didn't change his mind. I'm glad in his tender mercy, he said, no, got you in mind. I'm glad he took an interest in me, brought me off the highway. I was headed for death. I came to the courtroom that Sunday, and I heard the judge say, for the gift of God is eternal life, but the wages of sin is death. I don't want the death sentence. I want life. Life, living for the Lord. Since I got this truth in my heart and the wonderful promises of God, I can't get rid of it. I don't want to. When I think of all the promises that God has made his people, I want to be in on that. When he makes up his jewels, let me be one of them. But I know I've got to qualify. It's my desire tonight. Let me tell you, I see you sitting here and I know, without even asking you, you love righteousness. You love serving God. No one drugged you here, made you get up and come here, but I'm here by the hand of God. When I look back over my life, I owe the Lord something. We sang that chorus. He owed a debt. No, we owed a debt we couldn't pay. I'm trying to pay off my debt. I owe the Lord. My salvation is important to me tonight. I appreciate God tonight and his tender mercies. Glad I didn't reject him, Brother Durham. You talk about rejecting God. That could disqualify you from being in God's eternal kingdom. I think about that a lot, brother. I'm glad I didn't reject him. I'm glad he brought me this way. I'm glad he let me see. Man, I had thoughts you wouldn't believe before I come to this people. When I was invited, I thought, man, young men don't serve God. That's for weak people. I'm weak. I needed God. When I got to this place, the Lord said, look around. What do you think about that? Church full of young people, magnifying God. That made an impression on me. I dropped my guards. That's one you took away from me. Young people do serve God. Other young men got up in the church and testified how God delivered them from all kinds of walks of life. Discount that one. I guess I'll stay when it was over and said and done. I guess I'll stay, Lord. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. I'm glad for the night I received the wonderful baptism of the Holy Ghost. Man, what a change he's brought in my life. I'm glad I know him tonight. I'm glad I can say that he is my friend and I am acquainted with him tonight. But tell me more about him. That's why we come here, to learn about where we're going, our heavenly home, what things are going to be like. I'm interested in God. I'm glad that he took an interest in me. What do you say? Let's go together. Let's go together. Though trials and tests may come on every hand, I feel like going on tonight, don't you?
Yes.
We got a youth meeting coming up, so get ready. We're going to have lots of fun. We're going to have a lot of work on you, too. We're going to be working. We're going to have ourselves a ball, but still, I appreciate knowing that the Ark of God will be here in Little Rock in just a few days.
Yes.
We're getting ready. I appreciate God's people. I appreciate this church. I just want to work in order and work where the Lord has brought me.
Yes.
I'm not seeking a position or anything. Lord, just let me be in your house. Just let me be in your house.
Yes.
That's what I came here for. That was my desire. Just let me be here. Just let me come here, Lord. But God gave me some things to do. I appreciate what God has done for me in the beginning, but it's not over with yet. I'm still looking for greater things of God tonight. So let's everyone be blessed of the Lord, feel out for God, and give us what he's laid on your heart tonight. I know there's testimonies here tonight of healing. I have one. You think this isn't a wonderful benefit? God healed me of a tumor on the brain. Never had to have the surgery. Oh, God. I could still leave. I could walk out of here now. But I owe the Lord. I owe him something. He saved my life. I never had to have the surgery, Sister Dern. I cried for 2 weeks of how that would look to have my scalp opened up and bandages on my head. One of my co-workers called me at work one night, leaning over on my forklift crying. But God comforted me and told me it's going to be okay. I had one more MRI, and they called me on the phone and told me, Bill Daniels, we don't see nothing on your brain to even be alarmed about. If you're here tonight, as the band number play, it's my desire. If you want to live right, come on up, join us. If you want righteousness, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to serve him tonight. I still got friends on the street. What you doing, man? What you mean, what am I doing? Walking with God. What you doing? Oh, man, I just got out of prison. What? I just got out of something else. Oh, man. You ever thought about come go to church with me? No, man, I ain't with that. No, that's for you. But I'm glad I accepted what he had. I'm glad he reached his hand out to me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I appreciate God tonight. Everyone be blessed of the Lord. Take your liberty. Sing, testify, shout, run around the church. Whatever God lays on your heart. I just wanted to open the door and said, I'm thankful to be here.
Yes.
Brother Doug, I love your song, brother.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for what he did to get me here.
Yeah.
He had me ready to go to federal prison. But God rescued my life. I'm thankful to be here.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful to be here.
Yes.
When I come to God, I didn't promise him my whiskey, my wine, my dope, or nothing. But I promised him, you give me the Holy Ghost, I'll testify for you. That's all I wanted to do, is just testify to God's people what he's done for me. I appreciate God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Everyone be blessed of the Lord.
Thankful for what God's done for me. It blessed my life. I was thinking back when I was young and I first got in church and we started going to Pentecostal church, which I swore when I was young I would never do something like that. Let's go to Pentecostal church. But I remember watching the people shout and sing, and I couldn't figure out what caused them to do that, even though I had gotten saved and a real true conversion experience in the Lord. I'd really, really had a real good conversion experience. I really believe in a conversion experience. Some people feel like you don't have to do that. You just come up front, get the Holy Ghost, and then you start going through the outward appearance. You can't do that. You have to have that true conversion experience in God and find out that He is the Lord. And then you need the Holy Ghost, and then things have to be cleaned up on the inside. But when I was worshiping today, when those songs hit my heart, I was thinking, back then I didn't have the Holy Ghost, and I hadn't had some of the experiences that I've had in the last 43 years to make me so appreciative of what He's done for me and how He's touched my life. And through the trials and the things that you go through, it was like I was going through a movie in my head of from the time I was a child till my young marriage, till Brother Smith getting out of church, to him coming back to church, to finding the body, and the things He's brought us through, that His hand's always been on my life. And yeah. I remember as a young child, and I never have told everything that happened to me as a child or as a teenager, and I'm not going to tell some of the things. But I am so thankful that He saw a young child that had hungered after Him. And He kept His hands on me. Brother Smith, being a backslid Assembly of God Pentecostal boy, we earned the exception to the rule of finding somebody in the world. He was backslid, but he could have. But God, I felt like, brought me to somebody that could lead me to God and teach me how to find Him. Even though I went to church a lot when I was a child, I was looking for Him. I went to every kind of church there was, even a Mormon church, and searching for Him. But I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful for what He's done for me, and that I'm here today. And my heart's been heavy for Brother David Angelo, but I know that he's God's child. I don't know why he's having to go through this. He is a child of God, and they're such a wonderful couple, and different ones that are going through trials and the trials that we face each day. But I know that he is a master of the wind.
Yes, he is.
And I love him so much. And I was thinking about Sean tonight, and I was just thinking, I know that it's step by step, but he's here.
Yeah.
He's here, and I am so thankful. There's something special about him. I don't know if he knows it or not. Sometimes you don't know that you've got something special. God evidently sees it. But I've always, ever since I met him, I've always felt something for him. And and of course, I love his grandma and his brother and his aunt and his uncle, but sometimes you have a special feeling for somebody. And I was just thinking about him, and I remember when Michael was young, and I'm sure he does it now, but he was the only teenager in our church. We just started a church in Winters, Texas, and I would hear him in his bedroom speaking in tongues, crying out to God. And I tell all the young people, don't wait till you're at church, or don't wait till somebody talks to you. He's your friend. He's the only one that really understands you and what you're thinking and what you're going through. We can only try to imagine. I don't know what it's like to be raised in church and to want to get out of here. I have no idea. I can't wrap my brain around it. I know what it's like to be raised out there, and on Sunday morning I'm cleaning up the beer and cigarettes off my parents' kitchen floor and then sending myself off to church. I know what that's like, but I don't know what it's like to be in here and have... Of course, we're living in a whole different society. I don't comprehend it. I can't comprehend it. He can comprehend it. And if you have the Holy Ghost, whether you're a teenager or you're a young adult or you're a little 10-year-old, or if you're even if you're not, you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can just have your way with Him at night, and you can talk to Him. You can tell Him things that you can't tell nobody else. He already knows it, but it feels good to have somebody to talk to. And I just appreciate him always being there because he's loved me for who I am.
Yes. Hallelujah.
There's things inside of me that he loves me anyway. And until Brother Smith came along, I never had anybody really love me and showed it to me until I met Christ. And I love him so much today for what he's done and kept his hand on my family. And I love him today.
Praise God. Praise God.
Brother Daniels is quite a motivator. I really appreciate his words, and he has such a way with the way he phrases stuff. It just brings it down to my level, and that's not a put down, I don't think. But I really appreciate you for prodding us along, and I need that. And Brother Daniels, you're such an inspiration to me. You've been through a lot, and you've held on, and I want to do the same. I want to be an example because you are. And that's what we need to be, an example to the world, because that they're looking for something. Yeah, a lot of them don't know what they're looking for. They're looking for something that's real. And we found it here, and which we need to share that with the world. They need to know what we've got here and how it can change a life and lives and families and how it can turn lives around. He was talking about what he's done to get me here, and the little steps that you take every day determine what you do in life, and how decisions can affect you. Just one decision, a wrong decision, how it can turn your whole life around, and it don't take much to get in trouble. I know that for a fact. But just lean on God and just trust in Him, and He'll lead us the right way, and I really appreciate what God has done to get me here and what he's done to keep me here. There's a lot of people that's come through that door and didn't really see what they found and let it slip through their hands, and I pray that God can bring them back and show them the value of what this is here and how their lives could be blessed if they could just learn to hang on. And there's going to be rough times. There's always rough times, but we've got someone that'll get us through those rough times, and I want to lean on him more and more and trust him, but I want him to trust me too. I want him to know that he can trust me with the goods, and I just appreciate being here today. I was living deep in sin, with no chance of eternal life, till he called me out of darkness into this marvelous light. There's such a thankfulness in my heart, I can still be lost out there. He stopped my worldly dreams and ungodly schemes get me here, and I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand.
thankful for what he's done to get me here. Even though he brought me here, my trials have not ceased. But now I have someone to turn to who's promised everlasting peace. So I keep leaning on my Savior's love, while he gets my soul prepared. I appreciate what my Lord has done to keep me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times. I've learned to turn to him in prayer. Some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. Even though he brought me here, my trials have not ceased. Now I have someone to turn to who's promised everlasting peace. So I keep leaning on my Savior's love, while it gets my soul prepared. I appreciate what my Lord has done. So thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand. What he's done to get me here. Yes, I'm so thankful for what you've done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him in prayer. Understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. Glad for all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things don't understand. But I'm holding to His saving hand, and I'm thankful for what He's done to get me.
This thought came to me, Sister Smith. Would you like to know if you're for sure if you're in the body? Then let me ask you, did you feel a twinge, or did you feel a shooting pain when you saw your sister out here? Did you feel anything? You just going by rumors that you'd heard, testimonies that we heard this morning? Or were you at peace no matter what's going on with somebody else? I wasn't. And if you can feel the pain of others, I'm not saying you have to feel everybody's, but if you can feel the pain and the sorrow and know that you had experienced something that He brought you through, then you knew there was an answer. And I'm so thankful that there's an answer for our heartaches. I heard something one time preached that I didn't agree with, because I wasn't knowledgeable and experienced enough to know. This minister said, there's something higher than faith. Well, I had just spent a few years in the Word of Faith movement. I thought, boy, you don't know what you're talking about. And he said, there's something higher than faith. It's purpose. I said, what? Purpose. God has a purpose. And He's not limited to your faith. He would like for you to exercise it. But purpose was higher than that. And I began to think, Lord, what is your purpose for me? several years ago, we were living in Diaz, Arkansas. And my wife began to grow in the stomach area. And we was excited. She was going to have a baby. I'd never been able to have a baby or produce a baby. Well, that went on for a while. She got bigger and bigger. And we finally sent her to Little Rock Hospital. And she came back flat stomach, no operation, no nothing. The tumor had vanished, apparently. God had taken care of it. But secretly, I was brokenhearted. Later on, she had a hysterectomy, and my inside died. So I had these longings that I kept secret on the inside. Several years later, we had even picked out a name. Benjamin Joseph was going to be the boy's name. And of all things, my niece had a baby of just a few months later named Benjamin Joseph. Wasn't me. It was her. That kind of hurt. We hadn't even communicated on the name. So quite a few years later, I was living in Kansas City, and I was by myself in a mobile home. My wife was away, and I was listening to a tape, minister preaching on Benjamin, the double portion of Benjamin. And I was, as I was listening, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, I wasn't going to give you a son. You misinterpreted what I was wanting to do with you. It wasn't going to be a real boy. That's the name I call you spiritually. And all that Benjamin and Joseph represent, that's what I call you. Man, I let out a scream. You can have dreams. You can feel they're righteous. You can feel they need to come true. But purpose will show you clearly someday exactly what the dream that you thought you had, but he placed it in your heart. He'll always answer.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one's ever been so kind as he. No one else can take the sin and darkness from you. Oh, how much he cares for you. Sing it with me. Well, no one ever cared for me like my Jesus. Oh, no one's ever been so kind as he. No one else can take the sin and darkness from you. How much he cares for me. Well, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. And no one's ever been so kind,
hallelujah,
as he. Well, no one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. Yes, no one ever cared for me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No one's ever been so kind as
you glad he cares for you like that?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. On the way down here this morning, I had a birthday on the 13th, and my wife got me a GPS navigation thing for my car. So I've been poking in addresses, testing it, and enjoying the technology of today. So I poked in 25150 Asher Avenue. I didn't remember the address. Didn't know they changed the name of it either. So I started driving down from BB, and it was working just fine. So I'm coming down Wilbur Mills Freeway, and it's saying turn off at the next exit. I said, well, that ain't right. I know better than that. So I ignored it, and I went on. I was looking for university. Well, it said recalculating. Showed me how to turn off next place, turn around, and go back. I still knew it was wrong, so I went on. Went on to university. Turned down there, and recalculating. Showing me the next place. Turn around and go back. Well, I knew where I was going, so I just kept on going. And it kept looking for places for me to turn around. This kind lady's voice. I didn't pick the man's voice. I like a lady's voice. So I picked the lady's voice. Recalculating. In 1/4 mile, turn right. And showed in a big loop where I was supposed to turn around and come back. Still knew that was wrong. So I went on farther. I finally got to Asher Avenue, and it's telling me to turn left. So I guess back toward the south is where that number was all along, you know. I said, well, that's not right. So I take off down whatever you call it now. Is it Colonel Glenn? I'm coming up toward the church, and every intersection, turn right, make a big loop, come back. Kept saying that. Well, by then, I thought, I'm surprised that some programmer, and I was a programmer for many years, I know it's doable. I was surprised that some programmer didn't say, well, we're through, have it your way. And just click. Go off, you know. I would have programmed, that's the kind of guy I am. I would have put that in there. You know, have it your way. You know, you're wasting our time. And so I finally pulled up in the lot here, and I just punched on off, shut it up. So I knew where I was going. But like I say, in my normal nature, I might have even got a little more crazy and said, you idiot, don't you hear? I'm speaking clearly, you know, or something like that, because I've been thinking about that all day long. The Lord said, I never raise my voice, and I never stop giving you correction. Never. Never. For all of you that got children wayward, it might help you to realize He loves them more than you know how. More than you even know how. You think, well, what in the world is going on? Why don't you do something? Why don't you say something? I'm hurting. I'd like to have an answer. He's so patient. So very patient. Now, here's a mystery of God's correction. When you say when He finally got around to it, here's a mystery. In the Bible, the Old Testament, there's 700 left-handed men. Anybody read that? Anybody know that's true? There's 700 left-handed men. So, how did they lose their right arm? In the midst of battle. Right up front,
in the midst of battle. You got your sword, if you're right-handed, most are out there, and that's what's kind of got away from your shield, and you got it cut off. But you had a heart to stay in the battle for the Lord. But you think, is there any hope now? Right arm is a very, very important thing. It speaks of all kinds of things. It speaks of strength, and you all know that. So, with determination, they begin practicing with a sling. Or is it this way? See, I've never done it. They begin practicing with it, with the sling, and they got good enough to hit within a hair's breadth. But if I was going to get in a battle and kill you with a sling, how far away from you would I be? Quite a ways. I can't do much, because their slings, the string was about that long. It really got some strength in that thing, winding it around. So they're not close to you. They're away from battle with other warriors in front of them, taking the blunt. But they're back there picking them off. No chance of being harmed. Only God can turn things around in your children's life. Make it more victorious, more prosperous than your plans for them were. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. My word for you is, take heart. You serve a big God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
How much I've appreciated this service tonight. It's really been speaking a lot to my heart. I didn't have anything specifically on my mind, but just hearing the different testimonies, different things that have been said, Brother Daniel starting us out and the line he went down, spoke to my heart personally. And then some things Sister Smith said about not understanding, and I'd never quite heard it said like she said it. She didn't understand from the aspect of someone being raised in a godly home and then wanting to go elsewhere than that, when she had the exact opposite of that, and she was trying to get into a better environment. And that, of course, spoke to me, because that's my testimony. That's for what it's worth. I don't have the testimony of Sister Pryor or Brother Michael Smith or Brother Keith Dodson. I took a different road. I didn't stay. I decided that I would strike out on my own. And Sister Smith, I'd like to say that there's a lot of logic that goes into it, but there's not a lot of logic. At least I can speak for my own testimony. I grew up in this. This is all I knew. I didn't have the aspect of coming through religion and finding this group of people. I wasn't, as far as technically speaking, I wasn't from the world and had no concept of God like the people that Brother Paul McGowan were talking about us today. I had this my entire life, but it wasn't my own. I didn't make it my own, and that's what I think is so often, is that and I'm trying to do a little different, and I'm not throwing off on my parents, but I'm trying to do anything I can to show my children, why this is different, why this is important. What is it that we're doing when we're serving God? What is it in our daily walk? It's not just about coming in here on Sundays and Wednesdays and getting up, singing songs, clapping our hands, and, you know, praising God, and then going home and going through the routine. You know, it's a part of it, but it's that daily walk, like Brother McGowan was talking about. It's witnessing what God has done for you in your life. And I was thinking about you. You were asking, say, you know, why would someone want to do that? Well, one thing I can just say, human nature, and we've talked about this so much, is that I personally know I can easily become unthankful for the things that I've been given. I don't appreciate what I have, what is before me, what is gold and silver, precious jewels, you know, food without measure. It's common. It becomes common, you know, so many times in the Old Testament that the children of Israel were blessed countless times. They were given the oracles of God, like Paul said. They saw the Red Sea part, and they walked through it, and then the Egyptians come and get destroyed. And I mean, they're being fed from heaven. But yet, after a while, murmuring, complaining, no big deal. We want to go back to Egypt. I mean, that seems, you know, like, wow, how can these people be that way? But in my own personal walk, I've been the same way before. And I was just thinking about that. It's like, and these things have been coming to my mind as I've been hearing the brothers and different ones talk about, for me personally, because I've really been thinking about that. I want to do my part now to not only, you know, I want to be an example, a witness to the young people that are coming up, because, you know, I have a vested interest in that now. But I was thinking about my own personal life, and I don't want to ever allow that to set in again. And I was thinking about me personally. I was great at putting on a show. I was great at being able to give the appearance of one thing, and really, it was almost like how Jesus talked to the Pharisees when he said, "You're whited sepulchers." You know, on the outside they looked one way, but on the inside it was dead men's bones. And that's the way I let my life get. Before I had really committed my life to God, I had taken it for naught. I was all about the do's and don'ts, and seeing, like, you know, okay, well, I'll cross my T's and dot my I's, but I didn't have that personal relationship with God. I didn't really allow Him to be my friend, to know Him in an intimate way, to realize that without Him I am nothing. And it's been through testimonies of my brothers and sisters. You know, it says that we're saved by the word of our testimony. You know, our testimony being our walk, our life, as we show forth Christ. But I'm saved by your testimonies, physically, or I should say literally, in the sense of when I hear, and I know, you know, when Brother Daniels was talking about that tumor and the different things that he's went through, I could go back in my mind and I remember those times. I remember giving up. I remember praying in those sins. I remember going and seeing him in the hospital. I'm reminded of those things and thinking, you know what? God was in my brother's life. God helped him through those things. And why is that important? It's wonderful, Brother Daniels, but God did that for him. I know God has done things for me. It helps to bring them back to the forefront. Brother Daniels, I mean, it does. It hits stronger home for me, because when I was a wayward child, when I was doing my own thing, Brother Daniels was who God used. He was a gate that God used to get me to reconsider. You know, and I don't forget that. So whenever he talks about, it's so wonderful how we're connected. Well, we're a body. You said, Brother Weinger, when we feel each other's pains and hurts. You know, if I hurt my foot, my hand's going to my foot. My hand doesn't hurt, but that's my foot. I need that foot. Whenever, you know, you hit your eye or whatever, you're always protecting that. Your body cares. It's the same way, you know, for Brother Daniels, and personally, when he talks about his testimony, about how he was brought in, I think, what if Brother Daniels had not came this way? Because I can look back at my own personal life and realize he played a part in my life that helped to get me back where I needed to be. But if you take Brother Daniels out of that equation, Sister Jody, I pray that there would have been someone else there, but I don't know that. So I was just thinking about that, and that God, you know, I want to appreciate, I want to say thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that he's given, for how he's lifted this church up. I was just thinking about so many prayers answered, so many wonderful things that we've been given here and been witness to. And I was just thinking, God, I don't give you enough thanks. That's why, as a young person, Sister Smith, that I wandered away, because I didn't continue to have a heart of thanksgiving. I didn't appreciate what God had really done for me. And I just thought of it as nothing. And I don't want to do that. I want to be appreciative. I want to be thankful for that. This is a wonderful way. This is a great way. I mean, otherwise, I don't know if it was Brother McGowan or who it was that was talking about, well, and even Brother Weinger talking about purpose. You know, just looking at it on a logical sense, if we took God out of the equation, just totally and completely, we no longer believe in a creator. So we just, through happenstance, this great world happened. We're here now. We get maybe 60 or 70 years, and then we're just gone. I mean, there's not much hope in that. You know, you acquire whatever wealth you can, you make a name for yourself, and then you're just gone. And isn't that beautiful that we understand that's really what hell is? It's non-existence. It's being out of the memory of God. But that's not what we have. We have a hope. We have a Savior. We have a God. We've been given so much. We don't have to worry about that. That's not the destiny. That's not the purpose in my life. My life, I know, it's to lift him up. It's to praise him. It's not to be a whited sepulcher, but it's to be inside clean, Sister Pryor. It's so that inside can show outwardly and say, you know what? I want to be able, whenever someone says, like I know I've heard Brother Pryor not too long back, if someone says, hey, walk with me a mile, and we know that's figuratively speaking, it's not walking a mile, I mean, that wouldn't be a big deal, but it's when someone is up late at night and they're troubled and they're hurting and they can call and say, you know what, I don't even know what I need right now, but I thought of you, would you pray with me? And that's me saying, hey, you know what, I'll do better than that. Let me come over and sit with you right now. Let me be there for you. Let me lift your hands up whenever you're, you know, what's it say? It says to strengthen the, help me with that, feeble knees. To lift up the feeble, to lift up hands and the feeble knees. You know, it's to be that support to one another. Because, like I was saying, when I think about the many testimonies, I mean, even going back, Brother Wayne McGowan has had a great influence in my life. And I think back to a testimony he related when he was a teenager or a younger boy, that you were ran over by a tractor. Tell me, now we heard about someone being pulled through a plane, but being run over by a tractor, you don't usually walk away from that. But here he is today. And because of that, because of God's hand in his life, he's been able to touch the different lives. I'm not just trying to lift these different ones up. I'm just trying to say, though, these testimonies show that God is working in our lives. I appreciate what God has done in my life. You know, I'm not where I need to be. And I apologize and I ask you to forgive me when I come across as wrong or I offend you. But God's not done with me yet, Sister Dolores. Praise the Lord. Yeah. There's more still to do. And I just have to continue to yield myself and say, Lord, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything. I don't, God. There's sometimes I'll just say, Lord, man, I'm lost. But thank God he's got the map. He knows where we're going. I just have to follow him. I just have to say, God, you know what, Brother Weiniger, I'm thankful. God's not a Garmin, okay? He knows the coordinates. He knows where everything is. I don't have to say, oh, well, you know, I can just shut him up because he doesn't know where he's going. If I will just listen, that's the problem with me. I just need to open my ears more and say, okay, God, where do I turn right? Where do I turn left? What's my next step, God? I want, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered to the Lord. I want to know, I should say, I want to yield myself, because I do know in faith and believing that if I'll just keep my hand in his, Brandon, if I'll just keep my hand in his and say, God, you lead me. You lead me, Lord. Where you lead, I'll go. Where you say go, that's where I'm heading. I want to have that spirit of faith like Abraham did, that he didn't know where he was going. God said, hey, pack your stuff and get out of town. And Abraham said, all right, let's go. Let's go. Come on, we're going on a road trip, kids. And they didn't have DSs and garments and everything else. He just said, let's get some camels and get out of town. That's the kind of spirit I want to have in my life. I want to have a spirit that, you know what, Lord? You say jump. I say, Lord, how high do you want me to jump, Lord? What can I do? How can I be found working today? You know, I appreciate so much that we have so much on the time elements and things and have an understanding of where we're at in it all. But, you know, that's not going to even be relevant to me if I don't just walk day by day. If I don't take care of today and serve him today, I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised next week. I may not get a chance to see those great things come forth because I won't be here. I want to lift up my hands today. I want to praise him today. I want to lift his mighty name today because this is what I have right now. I can't, you know what? I can't fix the past. I wish I could. I wish I could go back and change a lot of the things that happened in my life, but I can't. I can't. I can't dwell on that. But I can. I appreciate that song. It's so funny. Years ago, brother Buddy Case used to sing that old, I don't know if you call it hymn, but this old Christian song, Roll Back the Curtains, of memory now and again. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. And I remember being an 8 and 9 year old kid, and that song just touching my heart. Where had I been? I'd always been here, but ironically enough, that song really speaks to me today because I know where God put me from. I know what he kept my feet from. I know how he touched my life. I know he put me on a solid rock to stand before him and say, God, I turned my back once, but I'm going forward now, Lord. I'm seeking you with all my heart, lifting your name up, God, because there's nothing else. There's nothing else in this world. You know, I have a great job. It's a wonderful job, but when you've been in the corporate world, when you've any amount of time, and you know, Brother Brett Weiner and I talk about it quite often, it is just you're one step away from being gone. It's just that quick for them to decide. You know what? We no longer need your services. This isn't 40 or 50 years ago when you last 30 or 40 years. If you're at someplace 10 years now. Wow, you know what? It's about time. I think we just need to get you off our books. There's no loyalty anymore. So I'm not going to build myself in a career. I'm by no means an athlete, okay? I was a great bench warmer back in my day, but they don't pay millions of dollars for that, Sean. If they did, buddy, I'd be wealthy. I'm not going to make it in the sports world. Let me see. I'm not a great artist. You know, that's not my legacy. What I know that God has for me is just to walk daily for him, just to be as much of an example, Sister Smith, as I can be today. Because even if I get, you know, I've always heard this, and I understand it more now than ever, I can't get out in front of God. I can't say, well, I do need to be further along right now because, bless God, I should be. And I get out there, Brother Daniel, and it's just as dark out there as it is behind me. Yes, sir. I need to be right where God wants me to be, moving with him and his wonderful people. So I just wanted to get up tonight and say, I am privileged to be in the house of the Lord. I can't speak for what happened in the past. I got the opportunity to be a prodigal son, but bless God, the story's in the book, Sister Jody. There is a prodigal son story. And he killed that fatted calf and he put that royal robe on me and said, son, come and go along. And I'm just thankful to be here.
But I feel the Lord gave me this morning a prophecy for this people and for special ones only he knows within your midst. How many know the way a Olympic baton race is ran? You've heard how they pass the baton. And the last one gets to be the only one to go across the line. There's an interesting thing takes place when a baton goes from one to the next. The one who's about to receive it doesn't look at the one about to hand it to him. He just runs with his hand back like that. The one ready to pass it on is the one responsible for making sure that it gets in the hand. But the one who carries it the last time is the strongest, the longest enduring, and the best. They're among you. They're among you right now. Think of your songs you sang this morning. I'm still here. I'm still here. Somebody has been practicing longer than the first one that got the baton. Someone has some real experience. And believe you me, the early carriers are very proud of you. This is our man. Go, man. When he gets it, he may even be behind. But they know him. And they trust him. And our Father knows you. He knows how strong you are. Amen.
Used to sing it quite a bit when he was here. But there's been a lot of talk about how the Lord, you know, brought you in and everything tonight, and this song came to me about how Jesus rescued me. And I've never sang it, so y'all just pray for me. But it just seemed like it's gone along. It goes along with a lot of things that's been said tonight. I think C. I'm going to try C. On a stormy sea of sin, I was seeking never to rise again. Though the winds and the waves round me crashing batter for me within, oh, but Jesus rescued me. Jesus rescued me from the cold, dark waters of sin's troubles. I can see. Oh, Jesus reached down his hand. Oh, and he rescued me. I could feel death all around me as I struggled for my life. I could see death's angel waiting claim me for his bride. Oh, in my hour of desperation, you see I almost lost my mind. But somehow I cried, Lord Jesus, and he saved me, oh, just in time. Oh, Jesus rescued me. Jesus rescued me. Dark waters. sin I was sinking. Oh, never to rise again. Though the winds and the waves round me crashing, oh, had battered and tore me within.
I can see.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate His mercy. His mercy to me. Oh, Jesus. And if you just think about where He brought you from and what He's brought you to, oh, I don't see how you can keep from getting excited about it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I am so thankful, so thankful. And I appreciate the songs that Sister Johnny was singing this morning. That I'm still here. Oh, and the vision that He gave me. Those are good songs, Sister Johnny. And Lord, if you just think about those words, how can they not just touch your heart and touch your mind and give you a thankfulness in your heart? Glory, glory, glory. Oh, I'm going to bend one. Brother Daniel's, his eyes were not open. I could have been one who did not believe. Oh, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That I'm here today. And I know this only by God's mercy. I could be out there somewhere just running around. Oh, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful that He's kept His hand on me all these years. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry if I get kind of carried away, but I'm thankful for that vision. Oh, I'm so thankful for that vision. And I don't want to ever lose my vision. Oh, Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh, I know, because if you look around sometimes, you're like, oh, God. Oh, but I know. This is the body of Christ. There's no doubt about it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry that I got carried away here, but I mean, I'm thankful for where I'm at. I'm thankful for where I'm at today. Oh, glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, and I just don't want to sit in my seat and just, come complacent. Oh, another service. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, but I appreciate Him. I appreciate Him. Oh, Jesus. I appreciate His goodness and His mercy to me. Oh, Lord. And, all the songs have been so good today. Oh, I know the master of the wind. Oh, Jesus, and He can calm the storms. Oh, yes, He can. But I'm so thankful to be here today, and I never want to lose my thankfulness. Never want to lose my appreciation and my thankfulness for the Lord bringing me to His people. Oh, Jesus. And I know this is His people. This is His people. Oh, Lord. Lord, we know it's His people. Sometimes we need to act like we know it's His people. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I'm sorry, but I get excited. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I was like, oh, Lord. Sometimes I was like, God, light a fire. I'm sorry. Ooh, but sometimes I was like, God, would you light a fire? Woo, I need some of your people, Lord. Glory. Woo, woo, woo. I mean, for His people. Woo, come on. Glory, we're His people. Woo, glory. Woo. I'm not rebuking, but Lord, I came here on business. Oh, glory. I just can't sit here and do my own thing. Woo, glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Woo, thank you, Lord. Oh, we ought to praise him. We ought to thank him. Woo, glory. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the vision you gave me. Woo, glory. Oh, we come on down. See, come on down. Oh, come on down. See, come on down. Oh, glory. I could have been one whose eyes were not open. I could have been one who did not believe. I could have been one who's trying to find it this way. But through your mercy, I'm not one of them. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we cannot see, cannot I see, cannot I see. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I appreciate his mercy. Oh, his mercy endures. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, how can we not praise him? How can we not thank him? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
In church tonight. I appreciate the spirit we felt here tonight. Hadn't this been good? Hadn't the Lord been kind? Hadn't he been wonderful to us? He's never failed us, never let us down. I appreciate what I felt here tonight. Look forward to Wednesday night service. Have any announcements, anything? Any last minute prayer requests? Let's remember Brother Smith. Okay, no one else. Brother Fred. John Bradford. Yes, sir.